human trafficking depends on people having to give a service, either a sexual service or labor of some sort, because of threats or coercion or fraud. And it has become a major $34 billion industry globally, and it's driven by supply and demand. And you have to ask yourself, of course, why there's such a demand for sexual favors and for cheap labor. In the area of the sexual favors, there's a whole hyper-sexualized culture that we're living in. And the internet has been a major, major part of the demand.
Now, of course, human trafficking is prevalent throughout the world. What information do you have regarding Africa?
For Africa, it's the same as any place globally. There's a very huge network of recruiters and transporters and buyers and sellers. But in Africa, there's a large demand for organs trafficking. It's people who are being bought and sold for their organs, for organ transplants. It's a big industry in some of the parts of Africa more than others.
How do children become victims of human trafficking?
Children become victims because of desperation very often. For instance, when you have these tsunamis or where you're having wars, you know, the children become orphans or they're unsupervised or they're going to be easily a prey to being taken and used for trafficking. In the United States, it's interesting that commercial sexual exploitation of children takes place everywhere, of course, and the age where it's mostly happening is between 12 to 14. And these children are being recruited through the internet. They're being recruited actually outside their middle schools or their high schools, in the malls. So it's wherever you're going to find children, you're going to find these predators who are looking to charm them, recruit them, deceive them.
And because they do operate in such a covert fashion, how do you fight this type of crime?
Well, there are many levels of society where it has to be fought. For instance, in schools, there has to be curriculums that are going to alert parents and children to this danger and help to get them on board. Parents have to know what's happening with their children and who they're talking to on the internet. The police and the law enforcement, immigration, Homeland Security, FBI, they're all more and more aware of this problem. They have vice squads, they have units looking for trafficked victims. But you see, it takes so long to follow up on an ad, say for an underage minor being prostituted, and then you have to be able to follow that pimp. You're going to have to be able to catch the persons. You're going to have to be able to bring them to court to be able to make a good case against them. And it's a very long process, labor intensive. So for such a huge global problem, you're only getting a few of the actors, a few of the criminals. So it's something like has to be done on a much more broad level, a raising of consciousness in people. We need gender kind of a respect, a new kind of a look at how we're going to raise our boys and girls. I mean, it's not a simple answer, and it's going to take a lot of people looking at how we're living and how we're looking at our respect for male, female, how we're going to be able to help each other and help our children.